We're doing the book of Zechariah. We're up to what they call the seventh chapter. And the prophecy begins, Vayhi bishnat arba l'Daryavish ha-melech. And we would ordinarily assume that Daryavish is Darius. The Talmud in Rosh Hashanah tells us, Hu Koresh, Hu Daryavish, Hu Artaxasta. That Koresh, Daryavish, and Artaxasta are one and the same. And we know in Persian history, there were kings named Koresh, there were kings named Daryavish, there were kings named Artaxasta. The question is, were there times that they were one and the same? Were they always one and the same? Was the term Daryavish, Darius, like the term Pharaoh and Avimelech, which were general terms for a king? And being that we have one pasuk, which has all three as descriptory terms for a king, so the Talmud tells us, Hu Koresh, Hu Daryavish, Hu Artaxasta, they are one and the same. And that, again, the question is, were they always one and the same? Meaning, when we encounter Daryavish, is that always the same Daryavish Artaxasta Koresh? And it seems clear from the Psukim that there were two Achashverosh, two Daryavish, two Koresh, as Rashi interprets in Daniel and in Zechariah. So whenever we encounter these names, we run into problems. And Jewish history in general has a difficulty reconciling the years with the Persian history books, as far as the 70 years in Babylon, and then the years of the reconstruction of the temple. The Talmud in Megillah does the math of the how many years each king reigned. And then the Talmud in Rosh Hashanah discusses which king was it that Ezra and then Nehemiah received permission to go and build the second temple. And then the commentaries struggle with the question, wait, was this the beginning of the building? Was this the end of the building? Is this one and the same as the Koresh who gave the initial permission to build? We know that initially permission was granted, and then permission was rescinded, and then permission was re-granted to build the temple. And the simple, simple as far as the understanding of the Talmud, the simple understanding we go with is that Koresh, the son of Esther, the one who lived right after the period of Purim, Koresh was the one who gave us final permission to complete the building of the temple. So we begin now. Vayhi bishnat arba l'Daryavish ha-melech. It was the fourth year of the reign of Darius. Vayad dvar Adonai el Zechariah be'arba l'chodesh ha-tishi'i b'chislev. God gave the following prophecy to Zechariah. It was the fourth day of the ninth month being Kislev. Vayishlach Beit El Sharei Tzir v'regem melech va'anashav. Hashem said to Zechariah that he sent that Hashem sent Beit El Sharei Tzir v'regem melech va'anashav. And here, so the commentaries explain that Hashem sent these tzaddikim from Babylon, and Hashem sent them to their relatives in Beit El to come seek out Hashem in Jerusalem. And they are going to ask the Kohanim whether they should weep now in the Tisha B'Av, now that the temple is rebuilt. So, Vayishlach Beit El. So one understanding here is that these people were in Beit El and they sent the following question. Another understanding is that these people were in Babylon and they sent the following questions to their relatives who lived in Beit El. And the question is going to be, what are we supposed to do now? You're rebuilding the temple. We had these days of mourning over the destruction of the temple. Are we supposed to continue crying? The temple's built. And this is one of the complicated chapters of the Tanakh. As we said, Zechariah is probably the most complicated book in the Tanakh, as Rashi says in his introduction. So these tzaddikim, whose names are Shar'etzer and Regem Melech, so these people are asking the following question of the leaders. Lechalot et pnei Hashem. They should ask before God the following question. And Hashem tells Zechariah in advance of their question, this is what they're going to ask you. Leimor el hakohanim asher leveit Adonai tzevaot ve'el hanevi'im leimor. They're going to send the following question to the priests, the Kohanim, who are in the temple of Hashem, and to the prophets. They are going to send the question, Ha'evke b'chodesh ha'chamishi. Should I continue weeping in the fifth month? What's the fifth month? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. Av is the fifth month. Should I continue weeping in the fifth month? Hinazer kasher asiti. Should I be nazir? Nazir means one who withholds himself, one who separates himself. So the people are asking, should we continue separating ourselves from pleasures in the fifth month, the way we've done for numerous years now since the destruction of the temple? On the fifth month, we have wept and we have fasted and we have withheld ourselves from simple pleasures on the fifth month, as we lament the destruction of the temple. Vayhi devar Adonai tzevaot elai leimor. So God said to me, says Zechariah, emor el kolam haaretz velakohanim leimor. Tell the nation and tell the Kohanim the following. Kitzamtem v'safod b'chamishi uvashevi'i. When you would fast, when you would unite, when you would lament and eulogize on the fifth month, the month of Av, the seventh month, the month of Tishrei, in the fast of Tzom Gedalia, v'zeh shivim shana hatzom tzamtuni ani. God says, did you have me fast during this time? Was I a part of the fast? Did I withhold myself from eating? God says, was it my honor that you fasted? You're asking me, should you fast? Well, were you fasting over me? V'chi tochilu, v'chi tishtu. And if you eat, and if you drink, and you don't fast. Hallo atem ha'ochelim, v'atem ha'shotim. Makes no difference to me. I'm not the one that's eating and drinking. I'm not the one that was fasting. So that's an interesting answer. They asked God, should we fast? They're asking the leaders, should we fast over the destruction? And God says, what do I care? So what's going on here? So God is saying, what are you asking me for? The fast is not my issue. I'm not the one that's eating or fasting. And we have to continue for a minute. Hashem says, Halo et hadevarim asher kara Adonai biyad hanevi'im harishonim biyot Yerushalayim yoshevet ushleva ve'areha sevivoteha. God says, what's the root of the destruction? What brought on the destruction and what resolves the destruction? So the root of the destruction was where God warned the people before the destruction. He sent prophets when Jerusalem was sitting content and it had all the cities all around it. V'anegev, v'ashefela, yoshev, and all the different parts of Israel were inhabited. And then God sent prophets and warned them. I want you to be moral people. I want you to be just people. I didn't ask you for fasts. As though God were saying, the fast wasn't the resolution to the problem. The fast was lamenting the fact that you didn't listen to what was the solution to the problem. Don't focus on the fast and ask me, should we fast and shouldn't we fast, as though there was a goal in fasting. Fasting isn't a standalone. There's no point to the fast. The fast is there to arouse us to realize what was at the root of the problem. So if you're asking me about the fast, you're asking me about a detail. That's not the point. The detail was there to help you realize, hey, wait a second, we should have listened to Hashem in the past. So Hashem says to them, you're asking me whether you should fast. Well, that wasn't the point of the fast. You're making the fast as though that's the point. We fast on the 9th of Av. That's not the point. The point was you shouldn't have brought on this destruction. And the fast is supposed to arouse you to realize what did bring on the destruction and to rectify that. When you come and ask me about the fast, then you're looking at something that's external. I want you to look at the internal causes, and I want you to better yourself internally.
Vayhi devar Adonai el Zechariah leimor. So God said to Zechariah, Ko amar Adonai tzevaot leimor, Mishpat emoet shifotu, V'chesed v'rachamim, Asu ish et achiv.
So God first began by saying, I don't care if you fast or don't fast. You're focusing on something external. You're focusing on something that was there to rectify something internal. So focus on the internal. God says, what do I want? I want justice, I want kindness, and I want mercy between man and his fellow man. Ve'almana ve'yatom, ger ve'ani al ta'ashoku. And I want you to treat the widow, the orphan, the ger, the one who's poor. I want you to treat them fairly. I don't want you to take advantage of them.
V'ra'at ish achiv al tachshivu bilvavchem.
And don't plot against one another. Don't spend your time thinking how you could harm one another.
V'aymanu le'akshiv v'aytnu chatef soraret.
And the people of that generation, the generation of the destruction, they refused to listen. God says, what are you talking to me about the fast? Talk to me about what type of lives I want you to lead. I have no point in your fasting. I don't care if you eat or fast. That's not my point. My point is, be moral people, be kind people. And when I said this before the destruction, no one wanted to listen. They turned their shoulder to me.
Ve'ozneihem hichbidu mishmoa,
and they made their ears deaf from hearing me.
Ve'libam samu shamir,
and they made their hearts like a shamir. Shamir is this worm that breaks through stone. So they made their hearts as powerful as the shamir.
Mishmoa et haTorah veet haDevarim asher shalach Adonai tzevaot beruchu biyad haNeviim haRishonim.
They refused to listen to the Torah. They refused to listen to the prophecies that God sent with His prophets.
Vayhi keetzef gadol meyet Adonai tzevaot.
And so there was great anger, there was great wrath from God. That's the root of the problem. So when God called and they wouldn't listen, God said to that generation, if I call and you don't listen, you'll call and I won't listen.
Ve'esa'arem al kol hagoyim asher lo yeda'um.
And so God says, I said, I will scatter them with tremendous winds over all the nations that they never knew these nations before.
Ve'ha'aretz nasham achreyem meyover umishav.
And the earth, the land of Israel, became desolate when they left. No one passed through Israel.
Vayasimu eretz chemda lishama.
And they caused the destruction of the land of Israel. And that's the root of the fast. Now you're asking me, what's the point? Should we fast or not? So Hashem says,
Vayhi devar Adonai tzevaot leimor.
God says, Ko amar Adonai tzevaot kineti letzion kina gedola. I have come back zealously on behalf of Zion. What are you fasting for? We rectified the destruction. We're rebuilding Israel.
V'cheima gedola kineti la.
I have come with great anger to take revenge on behalf of Zion. We're back. What are you fasting for? We're rebuilding. And we'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next week.